Om Shanti. 28 June 2019, Friday. Slogan: when you finish body consciousness, all adverse situations automatically finish. When you finish body consciousness, all the adverse situations automatically finish. So when body consciousness is gone, all the adverse situations would go away. That means somewhere adverse situations are the result of our own body consciousness. The more the body consciousness, the more are the adverse situations. Because situations are the direct result of our own vibrations, our own thoughts, our own vritti. So whatever we think, that creates vritti. Vritti means ripples. So thought leading to vritti, leading to vibrations, and this is the atmosphere. So whatever thoughts which are generated, they convert into vritti. Vritti means that which is circular. Vritti means ripples. Just as in a pond, in a still pond, a rippleless pond, when you throw a pebble, it creates ripples. Those ripples are known as vritti, vrittakar. So thoughts create vritti, vrittis create vibrations, and vibrations penetrate into the atmosphere. And depending on the nature of the vibrations, there's a reaction between vibrations and the atmosphere, and situations are created. So it's a mathematical equation. Vibrations plus atmosphere equal to situations. So situations are the direct result of my own thoughts. I think and I create. Whatever I think, the same thing I create. Whatever I send out, the same thing comes back to me. So everything is the direct result of my own being, my own doings. So Baba is saying, when thoughts are filled with body consciousness, adverse situations would get created. And one cannot get rid of adverse situations by fighting with the situations, by thinking of the situations, but by doing something else. This is such a deep, esoteric knowledge with lot of secrets. This is probably the deepest human psychology which Baba is discussing here. The deepest principle of subconscious mind, that we are creating situations and they are getting created by the subconscious mind and whatever thoughts they are there. If there are bad situations, incongenial situations, adverse situations, they are the result of this body consciousness. That's why Baba is saying, when you finish this body consciousness, all situations would automatically finish. So in fact, you aren't doing anything with the situations, because situations are the result. You don't have to work on the result, work on the cause. So there is a cause and effect theory. One of the laws of karma philosophy is cause and effect. There are 12 basic laws of karma philosophies. Out of those 12 laws, one of the laws is known as the great law, the first law, and that is, as you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever that is happening has a cause, and when effect is not good, you don't have to work on the effect. You have to work on the cause. Work on the cause, change the cause, change the reason, change the basic reason, and the situations would change. So in fact, you aren't doing anything with the effect, with the situations. You are working on a very subtle level, at the level of thoughts. So that by saying finish body consciousness. How to do that? How to finish this VC? This body consciousness has been compared to so many things. Body consciousness is an alloy. If this is the soul, body consciousness is the alloy, is the mixture, adulteration, it's a contamination. This is a pure soul. Some metal has been used or has been mixed, and that's why this pure metal has become contaminated, adulterated. So body consciousness is like an alloy, and the aim is to purify. And for purification, whatever methods they use in the world, the same thing should be used. They burn. So fire is needed to purify the metal. Then body consciousness is like an ailment, a disease. Soul, which was once upon a time very healthy, has been infected with this virus of body consciousness. And in order to become healthy again, one must understand that body consciousness is a disease, and one must throw it out. And that's why they say God is Vaidya. Yami Guru Sharanam Bhava Vaidyam. He is a Bhava Vaidyam. He is the supreme physician who removes these diseases of the soul. Body consciousness is an agony, a pain, a misery, a suffering. So long as one is body conscious, one keeps on suffering and suffering and suffering and suffering. There is no end to suffering. And one doesn't understand how to get rid of it. Body consciousness is like a bondage. It's one of the deep bondage. Soul should become free, azad, as Baba was saying 2 days back. If you want to enjoy this life, you must become free. Because in bondage, there is no happiness. The one who is behind the bars cannot know happiness. One who is encaged, how can he be happy? The happiness of the bird lies in moving across the vast firmament, in the vast sky. Happiness is not there in the cage. So body consciousness like is a bondage. Body consciousness is a corruption, Baba says. It's a corruption. It's a curse, sharp. So one must get rid of this curse. Body consciousness is total chaos, total confusion. Body consciousness, Baba says, it's a cat. Maya is a what? Cat. It comes, and what it does? Extinguishes the lamp. I'm just telling you whatever comparisons Baba has given for body consciousness. Body consciousness is like dust. Soul has accumulated dust. Body consciousness is like a soil which has made invisible the gold which was within, behind it. Body consciousness is a darkness. Total darkness. When one is in body consciousness, one doesn't understand what is it, what is not. Soul consciousness is light. And if you want to get rid of darkness, you cannot fight with darkness with a sword in hand. You cannot fight with any darkness. What is the way to get rid of darkness? To bring light. And when one is caught up in one situation, what one does is exactly the opposite. Just imagine a Brahmin person is there, a Brahmin is there, and suddenly a situation comes in front of him, a bodily disease, a disturbance in relationship. So what they do? They stop going to Murli class. That is the first thing pure person do. They stop doing Amrit Vela. That's the light. So in adverse situation, the first thing person does is go away from the Brahmin family. And then the light and the darkness further darkens. One must understand that everything is arising out of body consciousness. So in order to get rid of the situations arising out of body consciousness, one must become more soul conscious. And soul consciousness is light. Body consciousness is darkness. And light will come only by going to the place where there is light. Body consciousness is a delusion. One is deluded. It's like an illusion, Brahm. It's not there, but it appears. Its body is not our real form, but we still keep on feeling that body is my real form. I am the body because I have been staying in this body for 63 births. I am in body consciousness from 63 births. I have become habitual to this body. I have very less practice of remaining without body or to remain bodiless. Then body consciousness is a downfall. Then body consciousness is a disturbance. Then body consciousness is a devil. It's the greatest enemy. It's a evil. Body consciousness is fog. Fog. Foggy. Baba says, you can't see when there is a fog. When there is a mist. You can't see at all. The atmosphere is misty. The atmosphere is foggy. So, can you see anything? You can't. So also, when you are in body consciousness, you can't see anything. Then body consciousness is a foolishness. It's a foolishness of the soul. Soul has lost the cleverness. It's like a failure. It's a fever. It's a fight of the soul. And the fight goes on and on. Body consciousness is a hell. Body consciousness is a hazard. Body consciousness is an itch. It's like a itch. It's an imposter. Imposter means one who is a deceptive. Body consciousness is a jerk. Body consciousness is a killjoy. Body consciousness is like a mouse. What the mouse does? Female. It bites. Body consciousness is a nuisance. Body consciousness is an offense. Body consciousness is an hinsa. Body consciousness is an obstacle. Body consciousness is a python. What it does? Maya python engulfs you. Body consciousness is quagmire. Mire means dal. Body consciousness is rust. Soul has become rusted. So body consciousness is a storm. Body consciousness is a slap. Body consciousness is sin. Body consciousness is like a thief who comes and steals away the joy, the happiness, the peace, the purity of the soul. Body consciousness is like thorn. Which is the greatest thorn in this forest of thorns? Body consciousness is the greatest thorn. Body consciousness makes one ugly. Body consciousness is a wish venom. Body consciousness is the greatest of the villain. Body consciousness is the vice. Body consciousness is the greatest weakness. Body consciousness is the greatest wound. So many comparisons. So Baba has compared in Sakar and Avyakta Murlis. What is body consciousness like? Because many times you can't define things. Many times when definition is impossible, what they do? They compare it with something. They compare it with something. That's how Baba has done. So now this is what body consciousness is. how to get rid of it. What to do? First thing is soul consciousness. Actually, you don't have to get rid of body consciousness. Become what you are. Be what you are, rather. Because that is an illusion. That's your artificial thing. It's not the true thing. It's a lie of lies. It's a vanity of vanities. It's the greatest untruth Maya has ever told. So what is the method? First, become soul conscious. Practice soul consciousness. Practice soul conscious vision. Practice spiritual drills. Practice coming in and coming out of body. See, body, as if you are out of it. This is the body and this is me. Look at body from a distance. So when you try to get detached from the body, you become soul conscious. That's one of the methods. Second, love of God. When you are lost in that love of God, you cannot become body conscious. Because divine love itself is higher consciousness. So you get rid of that lower consciousness. Then third, Gyan churning. Just imagine you sitting and churning Murli. Are you body conscious that time? No. Automatically you reach whatever stage that you attain through yoga, the same stage can be attained through Gyan. Baba says, in yoga, get Magan. In churning, get Lagan. So this all, both stages are similar. The same stage, when you do yoga, you become bodiless. Similarly, if you churn the knowledge in depth, automatically you become bodiless. So highest stage of churning takes you towards bodiless stage. The churning, less churning. You are churning and yet not churning. The thoughtless thinking. You are thinking and yet not thinking. The pathless path. You are walking and yet there is no path. The gateless gate. You are entering the gate and yet there is no gate. The soundless sound. You listen the sound and yet there is no sound. The speechless speech. You are speaking and yet there is no speech. That's the highest stage here. So the third method is churn knowledge more and more every day. Spend as much time as possible in churning knowledge. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you should be so eager to read Murli that even if you don't get it, you should find out ways and means to get it. Do anything but find out Murli, no matter what. Get it. Read it, churn it, because there are so many secrets, so many hidden things, so many new things, so many subtle things, so many puzzles which are getting solved. So the third method is churning of knowledge. Churn knowledge more and more. You get rid of body consciousness. Fourth, service. Real service, selfless service. Service, thinking as if you are just the instrument, will make you more and more soul conscious. So engaging oneself in service, keeping oneself busy in service, makes one get rid of body consciousness. Then, do not see evil, do not hear evil, do not speak evil, do not think evil, do not do evil. Five monkeys. These are known as five monkeys. What are the names? What are the names of this monkey? Mizaro, Ivazaro, Kikazaro, something like that. There are five Japanese monkeys. So Japanese five monkeys. So all five things. When you see something, when you see body, you become body conscious. If one doesn't see body, one will not become body conscious. The moment you see body, the visible body, the naked body, the thoughts of body consciousness enter. When you don't see body, no thoughts will enter. Why the world has become tamopradhan today? The greatest cause of body consciousness is somewhere the media. Somewhere the films, somewhere the movies, somewhere the vulgarity. In the name of fashion, they are nurturing the animalish passion. So that is the reason. Don't see anything. Don't listen anything. Don't hear anything. Don't think anything and don't do anything which is evil. So this is the method to become more and more soul conscious. Then diversion. The moment the body mind goes towards body, divert the attention. Divert it to some other place. If you know that this is the place where one becomes body conscious, go away from that place. If one knows that this is the thing, if I look at this, I become body conscious, go away from it. Divert the mind. You cannot stop the Ganges from flowing, but you have to divert it so that it goes towards the ocean. So diversion. Next, visualization. Visualize soul shining. Visualize soul conscious things. Visualize the subtle world. Visualize the soul world. You become soul conscious. Then hypnosis, self hypnosis. Keep on telling yourself who you are. I am not this body. I am not this body, but I am that. I am that which is not body. I am that pure, immaculate soul. And this Nachabhati Bhuta Sangam. I am not this assemblage of Bhut, this five elements. I am not this, but I am that. I am that. Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi. You are that. Dhavad that. So, to bring to a mind, to keep on telling yourself, that is hypnosis. Next, awareness, or mindfulness, or wakefulness, or watchfulness. This is the method to become soul conscious. Become more and more aware. When you walk, stay aware that I am walking. When you are eating, just eat. Don't do anything else. I, the soul, am eating. When I speak, I, the soul, am speaking. When I listen, I, the soul, am listening. To increase this awareness is to become body soul conscious. Next, creativity. Bring more and more creativity. Or engage yourself in creative things which are soul conscious. So automatically soul consciousness will increase. Next, Tyag, Tapasya and Vairag. These are the things that will help you to become soul conscious. Without giving up the worldly attractions, how can you become soul conscious? Without tapasya, don't hope to become soul conscious. Without the flaming, the burning, the blazing, vairagya, you cannot become soul conscious. Then few other methods which worldly people use, asana. Practice of asana help you to become more soul conscious. pranayama, practice of pranayama, will help one become soul conscious. Because during pranayama, you are focused only on the breath. You get rid of body consciousness. Then next, not touching the body. Don't touch the body too much. Because touching body many times makes one soul conscious. Touching body excites the body. Don't touch the body. I am not talking of others' body. I am talking of one's own body. Touching one's own body. Then health. Stay healthy and you remain soul conscious. Why? Because when you become sick, you have fever, you become more body conscious. When one is having loose motions, and one is having fever, cough, cold and fracture and pain and abdominal pain and headache and backache and n number of things, one is body conscious. So try to stay healthy. And then nature. Go and seek nature. Go and sit in nature. Go and enjoy nature. So when you go in nature, automatically you become soul conscious. And last, and the final weapon, remembrance of Baba. So these are 21 methods to become soul conscious. I'll repeat again. First, soul consciousness. These are the methods to get rid of body consciousness. So the first method is soul consciousness. The second method is love of God. The third method is churning of knowledge. The fourth method is seva. And fifth, you can add remembrance of Baba here only, which I told the last. So these are the five. These are the five. Plus five. Five monkeys. Don't see evil. Don't hear evil. Don't speak evil. Don't think evil. And don't do evil. These are the five. And then further five. Diversion. Hypnosis. Creativity, mindfulness, and visualization. Five. And then tyag, tapasya, and vairag. And then three more. Not touching the body, asana, and pranayama. And last two, health and nature. 21 methods to get rid of body consciousness. So try to understand what is body consciousness. Try methods to get rid of body consciousness. And when you fail, use new method. If one method fails, go for next method. If that method fails, go for third method. Try to use two methods, or three methods, or four methods, or five methods, or all the 21 methods at one time. If all 21 fail, search something else. The search should be on. Because the enemy is very powerful. The villain is very powerful. And that's why the churning should go on and on, endlessly. Try to find out new methods. Every day, do something new. For example, use these five monkeys today. And more so, as regards the digital world. Apply five monkeys. Om Shanti.